Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus, and we jumped back into our series this past week called The Ascent. We had week three. We've looked so far in the series at Mount Sinai. We've looked at Mount Moriah in week number one. This past week, we looked at Mount Carmel with Elijah and the famous showdown for the Baal-worshipping prophets. And one of the things that we addressed on Sunday is just this reality that for me, I know a lot of times as I've looked at this passage in the past, been taught this passage in the past, that I always thought that the point of the passage, the point of the text was the gotcha moment, that God got the Baal-worshipping prophets, that he proved he was stronger. But the more I studied this week, the more I came to realize that I think it's more about God's people. It was to God's people that Elijah asked the question, how long will you limp between two opinions? One translation of that is, how long will you hop between two forks? You know, in their culture, forks, whether it was a pitchfork or a fork that you ate with, it was seen as a sign of provision. And the big idea for the series is that God's purpose for you is rooted in his provision for you. And Elijah's point there is that you're hopping back and forth between two forks. It's like you're expecting Baal to provide for you in some ways, and you're expecting God to provide for you in some ways. And what he's saying, and I think it's very relevant for us today, is that there is no third option. If God is God, follow him. If not, follow your own. But I think we all know that just like with the people of Israel, that false gods promise what only the true God provides, that their idols, Baal and Asherah — Baal was the god of crops and provision, you know, the god of the weather, which is how they believed crops were delivered to them. And then the Asherah was the goddess of fertility, which delivered more children to them, which meant more work or workers or employees, essentially, for the family business. Their idols were set up to give them exactly what they wanted, which was a more comfortable lifestyle. And you know, there's nothing inherently wrong with more crops or more children, but you cannot expect false gods to promise what only the true God can provide for your life. So it's not so much the miracle as the point of the text, as much as it is God turning his people's hearts back to him. And I believe that Jesus referenced this in Luke chapter 12 when he said, I came to cast a fire on earth, but I would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, but how great is my distress until it's accomplished. That, you know, in Luke 9, the disciples asked Jesus, do you want us to call fire down from heaven? And I think that's a reference to Elijah and Mount Carmel. But Jesus says, no, you don't understand. He says, you know, really, I've come to be baptized with fire. In other words, you think I'm Elijah calling the fire down from heaven. That's what you're asking me to do. But I'm the sacrifice that gets burned up. What Jesus was teaching the disciples, and therefore teaching us through that passage, is that instead of bringing God's judgment, he received God's judgment. Instead of calling down the fire of God's judgment on people, Jesus received the fire of God's judgment for people. That just like Elijah went up on a mountain, Jesus went up on a mountain, but he received the judgment that you and I deserve. And so, based on that, there's no third option. If God is God, follow him. You know, just like those Baal-worshipping prophets cut their wrists and bled themselves to try and get Baal to answer and listen to them, the false gods that you and I serve, our idols, will eventually bleed us to death. Instead of choosing a savior who bled and died in our place, we would let idols bleed us out, whatever that is. If it's your look, if it's your spending, if it's an addiction, if it's manipulation, We just have to remind ourselves that good things make bad gods. False gods promise what only the true God provides. So you and I can live today with one fork. We can stop hopping between two opinions. I'm going to pray that for us as we start today, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray that as well. God, today we come to you. We want to live in a mode of repentance. The normal mode, God, we pray of our lives is to turn to you. And as we do that today, we believe, God, that you're providing for all of our needs. Our purpose just rolls right out of your provision for us. You're the only true God, and you've proven your love for us on the cross. Help us live out of that resource today. Maybe now you'll take the opportunity to repent, to turn towards God, and live out of His resource prayerfully right now.